This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. With the April 15th tax deadline approaching, the Illinois Department of Revenue is urging taxpayers to file their 2025 state returns as soon as possible, especially if they're mailing paper forms. The Revenue Department says the fastest option is filing electronically through MyTax Illinois, where residents can also make payments, check estimated payments, respond to inquiries, and track refunds using the Where's My Refund tool. The department is also warning about recent U.S. Postal Service changes. Postmarks will now reflect when mail enters automated processing, not when it's dropped off. That could affect last-minute paper filings. Most error-free electronic returns are processed in about 4 weeks. Last year, more than 91% of Illinois returns were filed electronically. Taxpayers who can't file by April 15th get an automatic 6-month extension to October 15th, but that extension does not extend the time to pay. Any taxes owed must still be paid by April 15th to avoid penalties and interest. Illinois State University buildings, grounds, and dining services workers are now on strike. The union negotiating team wants back pay for workers who have gone almost a year without a contract and raise guarantees for when other campus workers get them. Ask Me Local 1110 President Chuck Carver says the university's latest offer has neither.
But, we're going to stay strong. We're going to keep this going as long as it takes to make sure we get a fair contract.
The university has developed contingency plans to fill gaps while workers go on strike, which may include altering retail shifts depending on need. A state senator representing parts of Bloomington Normal showed support for ISU's grounds, buildings, and dining workers as they prepared to strike. Dave Kaler attended Tuesday's rally in support of Ask Me Local 1110.
But I support them in a way that I want them to be fair with all the workers. These are the workers that are the lowest paid in the university. They're the ones that really make things run. They are essential folks, and they need to have a fair contract.
ISU officials say they're disappointed and still willing to negotiate. You can read more at WSIU.org.